This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, something to think about as you get ready to finish up your holiday travels. The nation's first passenger's Bill of Rights takes effect in New York.
But first, the subprime mortgage crisis is hurting not just Wall Street, but neighborhoods all over the country. This week, we bring you the stories of people affected by the housing collapse. Just before the holiday, reporter Joel Rose visited one woman in Philadelphia who's struggling to hold on to her home.
From the outside, Arlene Richardson's row house doesn't look much different from the others on this quiet, middle-class block in North Philadelphia.
Hi, how are you?
Come on in.
There's no for sale sign on the front lawn. Christmas decorations hang in the windows. The living room is full of trophies won by her daughter and three sons.
My boys have been playing sports for the Omni Eagles Rec since they were 5 years old. My husband's been a coach or assistant coach for the football last 10 years. Chanel was a cheerleader. From the age of 6 up until 16.
It's only when you look a little closer that you notice what's missing.
I don't even have a tree. My big tree I usually have over there in the corner, a couple presents around it by now. You really don't want to spend too much money. Well, we don't really have too much because I don't want to start the new year off backed up with the mortgage company, you know.
Arlene Richardson says she can't afford presents or a tree this year because she needs the money just to pay her mortgage. 2 years ago, the Richardsons took out an adjustable rate mortgage. At first, they were making the payments. Then the interest rate reset from 9% to 12%. And in January, Richardson says it could jump again, all the way to 18%, double what she thought she was going to pay.
Take my blood. That's all I have left. I can't give you $1,400 this month. I'm already giving you my water bill money. I've already given you my electric bill money. What else do you want?
Arlene and her husband Keith moved into this house 13 years ago when their kids were still little.
It was big for them, you know? It's like, this is my home. They loved it. They bring their little friends over, play the video games. You know, this is like a little, more like a little safe haven.
Back then, Keith worked at a factory in North Philly that made auto parts. When the factory closed, the family wound up in bankruptcy. They managed to hold on to the house, but just barely. Still, despite their less than stellar credit history, the Richardsons got plenty of offers to refinance their home. A few years ago, there were lots of companies offering low interest rates in the short run.
There's almost 1,000 foreclosures every single month in Philadelphia, about 30 a day. And that's not including the tax foreclosures and things. These are strictly mortgage foreclosures.
Ian Phillips is the legislative director for Philadelphia Acorn, a nonprofit organization that helps people like the Richardsons. Needless to say, they've been busy this year. Phillips says Acorn will try to negotiate with the Richardsons' lender, Option One Mortgage Company.
Our housing counselors will try to modify the loan. Otherwise, they'll take, you know, her case elsewhere and try to find her an affordable fixed rate.
A spokeswoman for Option One says the company has placed the foreclosure process on hold for 30 days, but Arlene Richardson knows she could still lose her house. She says she tried to talk about the situation with Option One before, but the company didn't seem very interested in her problems.
They are not in this state. They are over in the West Coast, so it's not like you can make an appointment, talk to the president if you need be, talk to someone. They would speak with you on the phone, and when they hung up, that was it. Good luck trying to get back to the same representative that you just spoke with.
For a while, Richardson says the constant threat of foreclosure was almost too much to bear. It got so bad that she could barely do her job. She got laid off about a year ago.
If I wasn't mad when I was talking, I was just in the bed, crawled in the bed somewhere thinking, this is it, you know, it's depressing. And that's part of the reason I was out of work also. I kind of shut down. Yeah, I had to go see a therapist. Nervous breakdown. I'm too young for that.
The Richardsons got an emergency loan to cover their mortgage payments for a few months, and now Arlene Richardson seems to be digging in for a fight.
You want to just say, just take the house, but this is my home. We've been here for a long time, and there's still a lot of things we want to do here.
This spring, Richardson's oldest son is going to graduate from high school. Her daughter is going to graduate from college, and she's going to be a grandmother for the first time. She says this house is where she plans to celebrate all of those things. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.